I've learned so much about what it means to love well, to commit, to obey, and to be faithful. Ruth and Naomi remind me that any move begins with our hearts and not our feet. Their story is one of having more courage than common sense, more love than logic, and more faith than fear. The scene would always haunt her. Standing in the middle of the road with Orpah and Naomi, Ruth watched as her dear sister-in-law returned to Moab, back to her family there. Naomi had insisted. They had stopped beside a well to drink and refresh themselves, the water so cold on their parched throats. And then suddenly, her second mother began speaking softly to them, as tears crawled down the older woman's withered cheeks. Naomi told her son's wives that they must continue with her no farther. Orpah was torn, clearly, but she finally relented and walked back the way they had come. Change did not come easily for Orpah. She was definitely the fruit of her homeland, Moab, a name that meant the place that doesn't require change. See Jeremiah 48:11. And while she loved Naomi and had been greatly influenced by her God, when the moment of truth came, Orpah couldn't make a clean break from her past because she found change to be too challenging. Severing old ties and launching into unknown territories was a price she was unprepared to pay. And while standing at the border of a breakthrough, she kissed them goodbye, forever turning her back on Ruth, Naomi, and Naomi's God. As Ruth stood watching Orpah, for just a moment, questions flooded her mind. Could she really start over in a strange land where she would know no one except Naomi? Should she go back with Orpah and return to what was familiar, the people, the place that she knew so well? And what about this God of her husband and his family? Was he in the midst of her journey, or was he abandoning her to find her own way? One glance at Naomi's face, the wrinkles of worry in the eyes of emptiness, and Ruth knew that returning to Moab was not an option. Her questions did not matter. There was nothing Naomi could say that could compel Ruth to abandon her. She had told Naomi that she loved her, and that she had even discovered a love for this strange Hebrew God, the one that Naomi herself struggled to trust now that her husband and sons had been taken. Naomi tried to insist, tried to gently push Ruth away, but she would have none of it. "Miss Naomi, I can't go back. I have nothing to go back for. Things are different now. Knowing you has changed my life. I was incomplete without you. I found God in you, and from there I found..."